Welcome to Ruben Comics Podcast. I was originally going to do Ant-Man 2, but then I decided to give my take on Zack Snyder's Justice League. A lot happened behind the scenes. Zack did complete his original cut, but then his daughter, Autumn, died shortly after. This gave the old regime every excuse they needed to remake the movie. Hired Joss Whedon, reshoots, we all know how it went down. I was just glad to watch the Justice League on the big screen for the first time. I enjoyed it, but I knew something was missing in the movie. I just didn't know what it was. Years later, Zack Snyder held a watch party for Man of Steel. Henry Cavill was present. Then he announced the Snyder Cut. The old execs, who didn't want anything to do with Zack Snyder, never saw his film. With James Gunn running DC Studios, he's going in a new direction than what Zack Snyder was planning. To me, the Snyderverse is the cast. Zack Snyder is home at Netflix. I support his decision and will definitely check out Rebel Moon. I still believe Darkseid is what James has in mind as the Thanos of DC's 10-year plan. He can tell more stories with the Justice League before Darkseid comes to Earth for the anti-life equation. Again.
Ready to your body. You'll use the old ways.
You never know what might happen in 5 to 10 years. With that out of the way, let's dive into why Zack Snyder's Justice League is a masterpiece. It opens up during the events of Batman vs. Superman, with Doomsday killing Superman, paying homage to the death of Superman from a different perspective. His death alerted the Mother Boxes to Steppenwolf. He looks nothing like the 2017 version. His armor forms around him like a silver symbiote, got 7 fingers, and he growls like a wolf. Ow, ow, woo. And the crazy thing is, he's actually the sub-villain, the appetizer. Darkseid is pulling the strings. He was Darkseid's uncle until he betrayed him. In Penance, he conquers wolves in his name, getting back in his good graces until he lands on Earth. Hence, the Mother Boxes. They're like the big MacGuffins of the movie. They also mention one of them created Cyborg. 1,000 years ago, Darkseid came to Earth searching for the anti-life equation. Control of all existence throughout the multiverse. That gives Jor-El's line in Man of Steel about 100,000 worlds a whole new meaning. Combined with the Mother Boxes, it can teleform worlds like Earth into a version of Apocalypse. Just like what we saw in the Nightmare timeline with Evil Superman. The World Engine does the exact same thing, so Krypton and Darkseid might have crossed paths before Krypton blew up. Anyway, the heroes of that time, men, Atlanteans, Amazons, gods, Zeus and Ares respectively, and a Green Lantern. With their combined might, they were successful in stopping Darkseid from completing his goal. Ares gave him a nasty wound. Yeah, he's much more than Ares. Zeus destroyed one of the ships holding Earth's coordinates, and Darkseid took a long nap back to Apocalypse. Big L. From that day forward, the Age of Heroes was born. They made a vow to hide the boxes forever. The humans just buried it in a forest. They didn't even put it in a safe, just left it there. Years later, Vic's dad has it. Also played by Joel Morton from Terminator 2. He created Skynet, and now he created Cyborg. It's interesting that what happened in present day, in the aftermath of Superman's death, parallels that flashback. Wonder Woman represents the Amazons, Aquaman Atlantis, Cyborg, Batman, I guess Flash, represent humanity. Martian Manhunter comes from Mars. He didn't show up during the final battle, but he did announce himself at the end of the movie. Mainly Batman. Superman's the best of both worlds. Batman's tasked with assembling the Justice League in search of redemption after Superman died. If you really think about it, Batman killed him. With Wonder Woman's help, they find Aquaman, Flash, and Cyborg. They even got good chemistry. I love me some Wonder Man. Am I blue? Towards the end, she's wearing black when her and Bruce and Alfred are at Wayne Manor. They'll clean it up, turn it into their base of operations, the Hall of Justice. And it's right by Bruce's cabin. If anyone deserves praise, it's Ray Fisher. His scenes were mostly cut in the 2017 cut. I can see why he was upset. He's the heart of the movie. Cyborg started his hero career in Teen Titans. Great series. He did join the Justice League in the New 52 when the Flash reset the timeline. It wasn't really Barry's fault. In Doomsday Clock, it was Dr. Manhattan manipulating and removing certain aspects from pre-New 52, like Ginger Wally West. It was Manhattan all along. Zack Snyder also directed Watchmen. Most of the Justice League are treated like outcasts to society. Some of them just want to fit in. Others choose to cut themselves off from the rest of the world, Cyborg being the biggest example. He won a football game at his school. His father didn't make it. He and his mom were caught in a car accident. He was damaged beyond repair. We got an extended scene from BBS of Silas harnessing the power of the Mother Box. It worked. Only thing is, Cyborg got all salty on him for many reasons. His dad gave him a recording on a tape. The world is his oyster. He got missiles at his disposal. Can fly like Superman. Can hack almost anything. One scene that resonated with me is him helping the mom by winning the lottery. She's set for life. Then he crushed the tape. Dang, Cy, that cost a fortune. Respect your father. His whole arc is finding his humanity again. Joining the Justice League helps him with that. They're just like him. Maybe not the mechanical aspect, but still super. Their first mission didn't go as planned. Can't have the Justice League without Superman. So they all agreed to bring him back using the Mother Box. Thanks to Lex Luthor, the Genesis Chamber needs a jumpstart. Hence, the Flash. Cyborg gets a vision of the Nightmare timeline for Batman vs. Superman, but with more content. Wonder Woman dead. All the Amazons are at a funeral while being held captive by parademons. Darkseid is just watching from a distance, from afar, drinking their tears. Ha ha, I've broken their spirits. He makes his next stop to Atlantis using his Omega Beam in the water and killing Aquaman with his own trident. Brutal. And the cherry on top is killing Lois Lane in the Batcave while she's pregnant with Superman holding her in his arm. Extra crispy. Darkseid sweet talking him, puts a hand on his shoulder.
So, Batman killed your wife. And your child. Hey, I'm the most feared being in existence. You're the most powerful being on this planet.
Join the dark side.
Superman succumbs to the anti-life equation. Shows a slideshow of all the dead heroes at Mount Justice. Holding Batman's cowl. It's bad. Flash jumpstarts the Mother Box. Superman's back. But he got a case of amnesia. Whoops their butt. The action is incredible. Even Flash can't outrun him. He sees Batman. We have unfinished business. Headbutts Wonder Woman. Just before he fries Batman, Lois calms him down.
Clark, calm down, man. You're with friends.
I don't know these people.
Chill, let's just
go to the farm.
Okay, baby. They fly off. Stephen will trash the mother box. If they saw us grab it, what a chance. And Victor watches him die. Stephen will go to the third box. Before that, he's just watching like, let's see how it all plays out. And then smacks Cyborg to the wall for Darkseid. Little did he know, Cyborg Stone doesn't make mistakes. He's superheated, making it the hardest thing on Earth. Now the Justice League know where he is. Superman's arc was set up all the way back in Man of Steel when he donned the suit, accepting his responsibility and his quest to becoming the greatest hero of all time.
He will give the people of Earth an ideal to strive towards. They will race behind you. They will stumble. They will fall. But in time, they will join you in the sun, Cal. In time, you will help them countless wonders.
Man Steel was his rise. Batman vs. Superman is the world pitted against him. Until he sacrificed himself to kill Doomsday, his death. Justice League is his rebirth. Hence, the black suit. Becoming the Superman we all know and love. And it echoes that the hierarchy of power in the DC Universe has changed. With James Gunn and Peter Safran running DC Studios, with Henry Cavill at the forefront. He was always a good Superman, and his journey has just begun. Everyone gears up for a full frontal assault on Steppenwolf's base. Batman takes down the force field like a boss, tears those parademons to shreds. Everyone joins in the charge. There's a slow-mo shot of them paying homage to Age of Ultron, those we've seen, like Smash Brothers. Aquaman rides on a parademon in mid-air, suits up. Flash runs around in a circle. Everyone else gets to the Unity. Batman watches from the sidelines, taking out parademons whenever he can. Superman talks to Alfred. Steppenwolf got bit of a glow-up. Starts dialoguing about Diana's sisters and mother. Seems like something they might explore in Wonder Woman 3. He gives them a run for their money. Even Cyborg's little arms do him no favors. All hope seen lost. Steppenwolf about to cut sign too. Then Superman makes him eat his word. Not impressed. Turns that axe of his into ice, minty fresh. Favorite scene. Hans Zimmer's theme elevated to 11. Kudos to Junkie XL. What a champ. Beats the living daylights out of him. Now he's giving Steppenwolf a run for his money. It pumps Aquaman and Wonder Woman up, tag-teaming our big bad Steppenwolf. King of the cowards. Superman goes all Captain Falco on him. Falco, why? Lasers one of his horns off. That's what he gets for killing those Amazons. Everything is going according to plan, right? Flash is down. A parademon shot from a distance. He got a raise for that, but he don't get paid. Batman kills him anyway. Everybody ganks until a boom tube opens. Darkseid shows up. The Silent Grand Goodness are right beside him. Unity blows up. The end. Reuben Comics. Signing off. Just kidding. It's not open till the Fat Lady sings. Barry enters the Speed Force. This blew my mind. It made the CW show look cheap in comparison. Zack Snyder and Junkie XL crafted a work of art. He's reversing time, so to speak. As he's running, everything starts falling back into place. Make your own future. Ezra was one of the standouts. I didn't like him in the 2017 version. Here he's got potential. I don't see David Zaslav keeping him around after the Flash movie next year. With all the controversy surrounding Ezra, he might be recast. We'll see how that plays out if the movie is a big hit. Cyborg makes an ultimatum. The Mudboxes try to trick him with a fake family. Imposter Big was a huge red flag. He accepts who he is. I'm not broken. And I'm not alone. Superman and Cyborg separate the boxes with his little arms. Mudbox is down. Aquaman makes a Steppenwolf kabob. Falco horns. One woman chops his head off, showing Darkseid they need business. Massive L again. Deciding knew it wasn't going to work. If you think about it, Steppenwolf was going to die anyway. Darkseid's furious. Fine. I'll do it myself. The Justice League stand atop the power plant while looking at the sky. It reminds me of the Justice League intro. It's incredible how each of their suits represents different aspects of the world. Victor fixes the tape he broke earlier, not the Manhattan style. Hearing his dad's last words, flies off. Deathstroke folks let out Arkham Asylum. In exchange, Lex tells him Batman's secret identity. His name is Bruce Wayne. Set up for a film that might happen now. Just saying. Martian Manhunter greets Bruce at his cabin. So General Swanwick from Man of Steel has been Martian Manhunter the whole time. He helped Lois Lane get back on her feet, disguised as Martha. It was Martian Manhunter all along. He joins the Justice League and flies out into the distance, probably looking for more cookies. The Snyder Cut is such an awesome experience. Cinema. Plenty of money shots. All the characters had great arcs. They teased the Nightmare timeline with Joker. Jared Leto got a lot of hate for being the Joker. He got limited screen time in the Suicide Squad. Here he's on another plane of existence. If anyone can survive the apocalypse, well, it's Joker. Batman and Joker are roasting each other. Joker killed Dick Grayson in this universe. Batman dropped a bombshell on Harley Quinn dying in his arms. An eye for an eye. Had him shaking in his boots. But what's all in that? Terrible impression. From what I saw from the nightmare vision, the car was flying. He gave him a car as a truce. Batman killed him. Evil Superman showed up, eyes glowing red. I bet he killed Mira first. With the origin gone, and Zack Snyder at Netflix, James Gunn will set a new path for the Justice League moving forward that might involve Darkseid. He'll just have more stories with Justice League sequels before Darkseid arrives on Earth. Superman vs. Black Adam vs. Shazam in live action. It will be glorious. May release the air cut. Next year is going to be big for DC. I wish the best for both Marvel and DC, and that is why I believe Zack Snyder's Justice League is a masterpiece. I'll be sharing 12 facts about the Snyder Cut. 1. Zack Snyder made a cameo. As Lois walks out of the coffee shop, you can see him sitting near the window. 2. One of the Green Lanterns, Kilowog, can be spotted during the nightmare vision at Mount Justice. 3. This is the first time Wonder Woman has been called, well, Wonder Woman. How Flash knew her name remains a mystery. Maybe Bruce told him during their flight. 4. Nightmare Deathstroke's Mohawk was Joe's idea. 5. Brian Choi, the nanotech scientist, is a superhero called the Atom, after Ray Palmer passed the mantle in the comics. 6. Wonder Woman mentioned a past war between the Amazons and Atlantis. This is obviously an Easter egg to the Flashpoint storyline when Barry saved his mother. Wonder Woman and Aquaman waged war, had an affair, then Diana beheaded Mira. The Flash movie will take elements from it with a dash of the multiverse, like Michael Keaton's Batman. 7. The officer talking to Jim Gordon is Crispus Allen, who in the comics was killed and became the Spectre. Sounds like a character Gunn can introduce in the DCU. 8. John Stewart was originally going to show up at Bruce's cabin, played by Wayne T. Carr. Zack Snyder also had an idea to introduce Ryan Reynolds. Deadpool had words with him in one of the post-credit scenes. You're welcome, Canada. 9. When Superman throws Flash against a memorial in Heroes Park, you can briefly see the name Ben Parker behind him. The same name as Peter Parker's Uncle Ben. Cool detail. 10. Batman is sure to have his War Machine Bat Tank, which looks a lot like the Dark Knight Returns Batmobile, but the thugs tied up are the Mutant Gang, not to confuse with the X-Men. That's a completely different thing. They even have the shades. In the original storyboards, Riddler solved the anti-life equation and killed himself afterwards. It was that bad. The credits are a tribute to his daughter, Autumn. This is Ruben Comics Podcast. Thank you for listening. Next episode will be announced in a few weeks. Signing off.